Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. Our sponsor for today's program is Randy's Candies, and we certainly appreciate them and giving us their sponsorship to be able to do this show. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and today we'll be talking to two newly hired head coaches at Brunswick High School. First, I'd like to welcome the new field hockey coach there at Brunswick, Heather Shawner. Coach, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And the new girls basketball coach at Brunswick, Coach Larry Brown. Coach, welcome.
Thank you.
Guys, we'll first start and get a little background here. And Heather, we'll start with you. The journey it's been for you and getting to where you are as now the new head coach at Brunswick.
Okay, I'll try to make it as quick as possible, but it's been going for a while since pretty much since I graduated college. I went to Towson University. I played field hockey for Towson University. And as soon as I was done playing, I started coaching at several high schools. Over the years, it was different high schools. And I was usually the assistant coach or a JV coach. So I would say this is only my second head position. But after I had two of my kids, it just became too much to be out in the evenings and, be taking care of little ones at the same time. So I had taken a long break from coaching, and this is my first step back into it. And I'm really excited about it. It's I miss playing. I miss coaching. I miss it all. I love passion for coaching and playing field hockey. It's awesome.
What was it about Frederick County that brought you here and to Brunswick?
My oldest daughter does play for Brunswick High School. And so that's kind of the in. My husband and I had been moved here. We used to live in Pennsylvania for a while, and then his job moved him here. And we ended up in Frederick County, and we moved out to Jefferson. And so the kids go to Valley Elementary and Brunswick Middle and High School. And I've been watching my daughters, and they had an opening, and I kind of snuck in and jumped on it.
Well, congratulations, Heather. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
How about you?
I've always been, loving the game of basketball. Being an alumni of Brunswick, I've always kind of kept my foot in the door and try to mentor some of the guys that have came through the program. And I've been volunteering with TVYA Sports as a youth basketball coach. I ended up starting my own business, doing some basketball camps and really focusing on player development. And it's been my passion for this long. And it's one of those things that, it's never going to get old. I love the game so much. And I just watched the growth of some of the players, especially right here in my backyard. It's been awesome to be a part of. The past few seasons I spent being an assistant with the varsity boys. And there's a few girls that I've had the opportunity to train. And just watching their passion and seeing their growth when the opportunity to be the head coach here, it was something that I just couldn't pass up.
Well, it's like both of you are definitely passionate about the game, the sports that you coach, and about coaching in general. And I'm sure John Jarrett is glad to have you on board. Larry, we'll start with you. Describe your philosophy of coaching or your style of coaching.
I would definitely describe it. Definitely fundamental. I like to, be a stickler about the fundamentals, moving the ball, keeping the floor space, developing just an identity, just trying to establish ourselves as a team that's going to be tough nose on the defensive end, which is going to lead to some easy buckets on offense.
Heather, how about you?
Wow, that's like a big question. I agree with Larry. I definitely was I'm very big into the fundamentals. So I was taught in college that they pretty much took us from the ground up, even in college at D1, Division I, and were teaching us just going over, you know, the basics every day. And so that's just something that I do with my kids. It's definitely about the fundamentals. If you don't have the fundamentals, where can you go from there? So we build on the fundamentals, and then I definitely am an offensive person. I don't want to play defensive, not saying that it's not a good thing, but I want them to be pushing forward and being more offensive. I'm a very competitive person, and I love to win, but that's not the only thing that, you know, my philosophy, I wouldn't say that's the only thing out there. Yes, I want to encourage it and I want it to be there. But I also believe that in coaching, I have a bigger purpose than just winning a game. So yes, that's awesome. And I hope we can do that. But I want these kids to learn a lot. I want them to have good sportsmanship, things like, you know, and just being able to see a bigger picture than just the sport they're in and the moment they're in, and learn a little more about life as well. So while I love to push everything, it's also
well, that's teach them a lot too. I certainly, you know, you certainly, a lot of coaches that would agree with you, me included, that these young people get a chance to see somewhat a degree on how life can be, the ups and downs, the good times, the bad times, while playing a sport kind of prepares you a little bit for what's to come later as far as your life is concerned.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. You know, you learn so much from a game, from your wins and your losses, and you can relate that stuff to the real world, you know. You might not always, you know, get along with your coworkers, just like your teammates, but you guys are buying into something that's greater than yourself, for the greater good of the team.
Indeed.
Really important.
Absolutely. Heather, to talk a little bit, if you would, about this year's team and what hopefully is in store for you all come spring.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would say we're definitely a young team. And so we're going to be building definitely this year. But I see so much potential in this team. We've got to, you know, make some tweaks here and there. But they have they have that aggressive, offensive, you know, mindset, and they're ready to score and they're excited. So I see, and they have good skills. So I'm excited to see them actually play. But I do think it's going to definitely be somewhat of a building year as well. I'm a new coach, and we also got a lot of new players in. A handful of new players in. So, but it's a younger team. I love that, and I think here and go. So,
very good. And Larry, certainly, I'm sure you're hoping that the new protocol comes into play here, and that the winter season can start in December and play in January. How do you look at your team for this coming season?
You know, similar to what Heather just mentioned. We're going to be young in some areas, and we have a group that's hungry. We're going to have three returning seniors. It's looking like. We're going to have some underclassmen that moved up and so that they can contribute. And it seems like I think they're going to buy in. Really hungry. I'm excited for them and the opportunity. So I'm very excited.
I hope that takes part. I'm a little selfish here, Larry. I like to get back out and start broadcasting some games, so I'm rooting for them to get started early as well. But we'll see. Of course, things are still in somewhat a flux. We just do what we do when we can do it. Larry, we'll start with you. Do you see anything from this pandemic situation that we've been in, as far as any the process, as far as the practices and so forth that we will take from this and it may be applied in the future?
I think that, you know, definitely just not taking things for granted, for one. Safety first. We always have to be safe and precautious and make sure that we're, you know, following procedure. But, you know, the season ended abruptly, and there were some teams in the county who had the opportunity to go down and play for a state championship. So, you know, there's some seniors that feel like they left, something left in the tank, and they have a little bit more. So, you know, we're going to have that same mentality, you know, that nothing's going to be given to us. We got to go out here and earn everything that, and take advantage of our opportunities.
Heather, Heather, how about you?
I just feel like, yeah, of course, this pandemic's been quite interesting. as far as our field hockey team per se, one of the things that I don't know what the word is. I took as a good thing, or as a positive note, was that there was no pressure and we had that return to play this year. So as a new coach and new players coming in, I was able to just kind of have no pressure for like 4 weeks and just hit them with the fundamentals, get them kind of under like the way I want them to play and learn and, you know, build with them, but there was no stress or pressure yet. And we had that time. So that was something I found part of the whole situation. But in general, yeah, it's a shame. It's hard to see these kids not being able to get out there and do their thing, and be just moving and playing. You know, hopefully in January, we're going to turn that around. I really hope.
that's all hope. So yes, indeed. And I think you both will agree. Certainly one aspect of this whole situation, and Larry, you touched on it as far as being safe, and that may be the health-related protocol that was in place. Something with that could be moved forward into the future as far as being part of the protocol when we're, quote, back to normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you, Heather, do you see anything that, as far as the future is concerned, any changes, possible changes, any tweaks with the sport of field hockey in Maryland?
Due to the pandemic, or you just mean just in general with field hockey?
Just in general.
Do I expect that they're going to change the way it's played? Is that
do you see anything down the line or heard anything as far as any possible changes that might take place?
I have not. I don't foresee any major changes happening. You know, they make little minor tweaks in the actual game itself year to year, but on the whole, they just try to keep the game moving, and I don't foresee or I haven't actually heard any major changes happening.
Is there anything you'd like to see maybe changed in the future with field hockey?
Yeah, I want to get rid of one of the rules. oh my goodness, I can't even think right now. I can't even think of the name of it. That's terrible. But anyway, yes, there is a rule that I would like to, you know, get rid of. And again, just to keep the play going and not stopping all the time. But otherwise, no, I think field hockey has evolved over the years and done really well. And they do a self-start, things like that. So the game just keeps moving, which is wonderful. I love that. So it's just a fast-paced game.
And that's a very important. I agree with you. Larry, anything with basketball that you think may happen, or is there anything about basketball that you'd like to see maybe tweaked a little?
As far as I feel like the girls' basketball is really evolving, especially here in Frederick County. I mean, you look at the caliber of players that we have in the area, there's going to be a lot of competitive games. I think that the pace is really starting to pick up, and you got girls with a lot of different skill sets. Regardless, if she's 6 foot, she's stepping out and shooting the three. And some of the other girls are, you know, posting up and crossing over and stuff. I'm going to be curious to see how the game is going to be with the shot clock and the pace of the game, how that's going to translate, especially with my first year, because we're going to be building up, you know, and they're buying into my system. So, it's going to be a lot of new learning curves for me as a coach. So we'll just see how that goes. I'm excited, though.
Heather, you haven't had the opportunity, but what are your thoughts about the new playoff format that took place starting last fall?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think it's good.
Okay.
you're talking about the playoff format.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just totally drew a blank. I was thinking of overtime. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So the playoff format, I'm not sure that I'm overly, how did that go? That's terrible. I don't even like.
Yeah, that was, that's, no. that they went and things are now geared toward trying to move towards having the top two teams meet in the championship game, the state title game, and the seedings and whatnot will correspond to try and what they did is they got rid of the regional championship games, and that became the state quarterfinal game. So there was some travel involved. There'll be some teams. You'll be reseeded 1 through 8, and then go from there. But that's how that new format, and it just started last fall, but. It's certainly, they're trying to make it so that you don't have these teams that probably should be playing each other in the final and you had those real blowout games and championship games, which should not happen. So
right, and that's true, and I agree with that. So yes, definitely a good change to that. So. Yes, that's a good thing, but we didn't make it, so I don't know.
Well, hopefully that changes. Larry, how about
that's
you?
That's right.
I haven't even really thought that far ahead. I was just thinking about this upcoming season, and I hope that, you know, that can happen. I'm not sure how that's going to look, or if we're just going to be playing, you know, in conference, or you know how that's going. Are any changes that with basketball?
Yeah. Yes, very true. This year's good. Definitely, there may not be some state playoff games. You may have to just have the CMC title games as they've had in the past, and that would be it. So I was referring, you know, in a normal season as far as that playoff format. We're running out of time, which always happens. When I talk to you all to all the coaches, because I enjoy it a great deal. So last question, and Heather, we'll go with you. Why field hockey?
Why did I choose field
yes.
hockey? You know, that is a good question. I have no idea. I played it in seventh grade and I loved it from then on, and I continued to play it. I went on to play it in college. And then I had the opportunity. My college coach called me after hockey had ended my last year and offered me a chance to coach, and I went for it. And I've learned so much in the many years I've coached, and I love it, and I'm passionate. It's just such a fun game. I love the game, and I'm just so competitive, and I think it's a good competitive game.
Larry, why basketball?
Oh man, it's been something that's been in my family for a long time. I have a lot of my uncles and cousins who I grew up watching them play and coach. I have one of my cousins used to coach down at South Lakes High School. He actually coached Grant Hill when he was in high school, and you know, Grant, I would go to some basketball camps and just seeing, you know, an actual NBA player in person, and I would go down there and I would win some different, you know, championships, and I just met so many awesome people, and just growing up, it just helped me have so many different opportunities and build so many relationships and learn so many life lessons, and that's what I want to continue to do and instill in my players and hopefully be that mentor figure that, you know, is more than a coach, you know. It's a lot bigger than coaching.
And I couldn't agree with both of you. I had the pleasure of being a coach for over 30 years, and it's very special. I was passionate like you guys are. To me, there's nothing like it. And so I certainly understand where both of you are coming from. And I know John is glad to have you, like I said, have you on staff. Heather, certainly the best to you, and good luck there this coming season and seasons to come. Hope things continue to grow. Larry, always great to talk to you, and I hope we get a chance to get out there this winter and do some games and get a chance to meet you, and certainly the best of luck to you with the Brunswick girls.
Just looking forward to it. Thanks for having us.
Indeed.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. I certainly appreciate you all taking the time. You've been listening to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next time.